know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My favorite thing about Dion is Dion does Dion, and he does it really, really well. Said this before, if I'm going to go to a clinic, walk up there, and I'm going to teach 350 offensive line coaches, I will use Dion's stuff, like his hand stuff. Dion does Dion, and Dion does not care, and it's awesome to see. He might be one of my favorite players of all time in the NFL.
It's Big Jerry O, Jerry Ostrowski on Dion Dawkins as part of Joe Marino's Top 10 Most Important Bills Players of the Future. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Sneaky Joe. He's on vacation this week. Joe Marino joining us on the Western Hotline. We talked to Joe on Wednesdays. We moved it to Friday. Mr. Marino, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Glad you get to speak to a Joe this morning.
I know. You know, I have to. I have to make sure that I do. I have to make sure. Good to have you on. Good to chat again. So I was using a little bit of what we talked about and what you've done this week, your annual top 10 most important players to the Bills. It ran this week. You have your panel of lots of different Bills analysts. And, you know, the good question, number one is easy, right? Everybody knows number one. We have to talk about number one. It's Josh Allen. But after that, you kind of get to see how the most highly thought of players from an impact perspective, who they are, and it's also about like stock moving up and down. What Bills fans think of these players. So what did you see this year when you put it all together, when you asked the panel who are the risers, who are the fallers into the top 10 and out of the top 10?
Yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting part, is to look at who rose and who fell. And I think the story really comes down to the guys that fell, where you saw Dalton Kincaid went from number 2 at this time last year to number 8. You saw Ed Oliver fall from 3 to 10. You saw Keon Coleman go from number 4, a guy that was the 33rd pick in the draft, and he fell all the way to 15. And even Matt Milano was number 8, was not ranked at all, didn't get a single vote this year. And so those were the names that really stood out in terms of fallers. And you could see, I mean, some of those guys had a level of disappointment, or basically the production didn't quite meet the expectation, right? I mean, I think you could say that about all 4 of those guys. But then on the other side of that are the guys who jumped up quite a bit. Christian Benford goes from 9 to 4. Spencer Brown from 13 to 5. Khalil Shakir, 14 to 7. Big risers as well. So that's kind of the interesting part about the other side of that equation. But, you know, the panel rides the waves too. And it's funny how things can change dramatically year to year. I think this is maybe the best way to encapsulate all the changes, is I've now done this project 5 years in a row. There has been 4 different number 2 players in that span, including the last 3 years, somebody different. In 23, it was Diggs. In 24, it was Kincaid. And now this year, it's Greg Rousseau. And so, you know, this team's about Josh Allen. And yep. That's kind of how you started to face this question about, you know, how it really gets interesting at number 1. But it's really true. This is a team that their number 1 player, and Josh Allen, is probably the gap between 1 to 2 for the Bills is probably bigger than any other team in the league.
And maybe one of the next conversations that Bills fans start to have, like, this offseason was about adding a bunch of players, but also about signing their own. And on your top 10, you see the guys that they signed. You know, they re-up Rousseau and Benford and Bernard and Shakir, 4 guys that got contracts. And one of the, I think, obvious questions as you start to turn to the future is, Joe, who's next? Like, who's next in line for a contract that Bills fans should keep an eye on? And, of course, I mean, who's next that's not named James Cook? He'll be the highest profile guy to talk about, and his expiring contract is a big part there. But who else is on the to-do list for Brandon Bean right now?
Well, way to put that on a platter for me. Today's episode of Locked On Bills is literally me talking about the players on the roster that are due for a bump. And it does extend beyond James Cook. And I think that the marquee name is Connor McGovern, the Bills starting center. And he's set to play the last year of his deal this year, and certainly a huge piece of this offensive line. And that entire transition that they undertook last year was rooted in getting Connor McGovern to the center position. And you'd like that to be more than a 2-year deal in terms of him playing that position and how important that is for, you know, the protection calls and being on the same page with Josh Allen. It wouldn't be a position I'd like to reset at. And you've seen some big center deals. I mean, the top of the market is Creed Humphrey. That's $18 million a season. I don't think we're talking there, but Cam Jurgens with the Eagles just got $17 million. Drew Dahlman, who went from the Falcons to the Bears, got $14 million. And I think that's probably where you start to talk about where it makes sense for Connor McGovern in terms of actual market value, right at about $14 million a season. And McGovern, in an interview that he did on Cover One with the film room there, said they talked after the season, and they're tabled for now, and said, look, he'd like to stay in Buffalo, but sometimes business can get in the way of those things. And he also made a point to say that when he came to Buffalo, he took less money than what was out there for other destinations. And so you could see that one being expensive, but one that I think should be a priority for the Bills. And then beyond that, I think it's the guys from the 2023 draft class that are extension eligible after this year, which would then be Osiris Torrance, the Dalton Kincaid conversation, and then another starter, David Edwards. And so really the story for me on who's next is it's the entire interior offensive line starters of David Edwards, Connor McGovern, and Osiris Torrance.
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast on the Western Hotline. You know, Joe, I want to ask you about McGovern. I just quickly looked up his age, and he's 1 year younger than Mitch Morse. And, you know, age to a point is just a number. Here's Morse, whose career is over, right? I mean, he was contemplating retirement. Could he come back? How much longer could he do it? He had a bunch of concussion issues along the way. McGovern is 1 year younger, and I don't know. I'll confess to not knowing center age curves the way that I might know that for receivers and running backs, right? Like 27 is the magic number for running back, and for receiver it might be 30. For centers, how long do they last? How long can Connor McGovern expect to continue to play at a high level?
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy, I fear you may have looked at the other Connor McGovern's age from the Jets. The Bills' Connor McGovern is 27.
You're right, I did.
November, yeah. Oh, it's happened to me in plenty of times. So I
okay,
I feel 27 that for sure.
Well, then standing down, 27 sounds great.
Yeah. So that the age factor there with him, he'll be 27 for a good part of this season. 28 when he signs the extension. I think you'd probably be looking at a 5-year window of where you'd expect him to be a good starter.
Probably right around the age that Mitch Morse was when he signed here.
Yeah, I think you give him some maybe a 4-year, $60 million deal that would get him at $15 million a season. That probably gets it done. But the question that you do have to ask yourself, and I think I've kind of made it clear that I hope that the Bills get something done with Connor McGovern, you might have to choose. You might have to choose between Torrance and McGovern.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about a younger player that you drafted. That's appealing. Can you pay them both? Can you pay Dawkins, Brown, McGovern, and Torrance? Great problem to have, right? This is a good offensive line. But do you at some point just have to lean into that you can't pay them all? You have a great offensive line coach in Aaron Cromer and trust this pipeline that's been developing some players in an Alec Anderson or a Ryan Vandermark or a Cedric Van Pran Granger or Tylan Grable. Tylan Grable's the name for me that I am just enthralled with. I thought he was terrific in the preseason last year. He won the swing tackle job twice, and that's notable because the first time he won it, he's a sixth-round rookie. He beat out Ryan Vandermark, who was the swing tackle in 2023. Then Grable gets the core muscle injury and comes back and beats him out again later in the season. And so Grable's a guy that I think projects well to playing guard. And I think the easiest player to say, you know what, we'll move on from, that's probably David Edwards, because I think he's a good starter, but you start to ask yourself questions about replaceability and like what the ceiling is there, and you probably could move on there. You could look at Tylan Grable as maybe the successor at left guard, where from a measurables perspective, height, weight, length, Grable and Edwards are literally the same. And so that's definitely a path that I'm not sleeping on.
Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, joining us on the Wester Hotline. The Bills getting set for a round of OTAs next week. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on them in OTAs and mandatory minicamp. But once we get off the training camp, Joe, Hard Knocks has chosen the Bills. It's the first time they were ever unable to opt out. So maybe Hard Knocks has wanted Josh Allen and the Bills and St. John Fisher for many years. This is the first time they'll get a chance to get him. And I'm excited. I don't think there's distraction issues here. I mean, you'll get people that worry about this, but I'm not one of them. And are you?
No, I'm not. I don't think the Bills are going to do a thing different. They're going to practice and have meetings like they always have, and we're just going to get some really cool access to see stuff behind the scenes. I don't know that the results of this season will be impacted whatsoever by the Bills being on Hard Knocks. The team has control. They are able to say yes and no to certain things that will be seen and not seen, and I think that's an important layer of anyone that's nervous that, you know, the secrets are going to be exposed for how the Bills are going to win the division this year. And I think where maybe I would have the most concern is not necessarily anything like that. It's, you know, there are candid moments. There is phrasing. People can take things certain ways. And, you know, Jeremy, we'll probably have to spend some time after every episode that comes out clarifying, digging into, oh, why'd they say that? Why did somebody look this way? It's going to be maybe those conversations that become a little bit aggravating. But at the end of the day, you know, Josh Allen's going to throw the ball like he normally does, and Deion Dawkins is going to block like he normally does, and the Bills will, their fate will be unaffected by the presence of Hard Knocks, but we will get a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, very excited. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Finally, Joe, before we go, you know, going through some Bills/league news, the other big news is the protector of the year from Deion Dawkins. He and Andrew Whitworth kind of spearhead this, and they get it over the line. And next year, when we're in season, we can be debating whether or not player X, player Y is worthy of Protector of the Year award.
Yeah, offensive line debates. Let's go. I'm excited for it. It was really cool to listen to Deion talk about, of course, the genesis of it and what he did to get it done, but really the selection process where you and I and Jerry Ostrowski had a conversation on Bill Squad on Thursday about, you know, how unique of an award it is. And, you know, I guess we just assumed it would be the regular voting process for all the other awards, but it's not, right? There's like a committee that is based on players that care about these certain analytics, and it sounds like it's a pretty thorough process to get the right names on the board, because it's no longer, you know, look at how many touchdowns this guy scored and how many yards they had, right? It's not that. So I'm excited that there's some unique criteria and a panel that's going to select this.
Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, thanks for the time. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll talk soon.
Of course. Thanks, Jeremy.
You can find Joe Marino at the Locked On Bills podcast, where you get your podcasts. He and I and Jerry O do that show, Bill Squad, part of the Locked On Bills podcast as well. Check it out where you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Like and subscribe there. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Memorial Day weekend upon us. Rain. Is it currently raining? Yes. I'm just going to say yes, wherever you are. It might be. You see?
It actually doesn't look like it
no?
is.
No? Right around us? You could walk outside and not get hit with a raindrop?
Well, the wind might blow it off the trees, but I don't think it's currently falling from
True.
The sky.
All right. Wait 5 minutes. It's a lot of rain. A lot of rain. All right. When we get back, got a couple things to get to. Matt Perino of the Shout podcast. He'll join us top of the hour. We're going to talk to him not only about the Bills, but about Patchy Mix. UFC 316 on the way, and we've got a Buffalo guy in there, an Angola guy. So, you know, maybe a reason to kind of jump behind a UFC fighter if you're interested in that. We'll get the story of Patchy Mix coming up at 8 o'clock and some Bills talk with Matt Perino. It's all coming up. 803-0550, open phone line for you on the most important Bill that's not Josh Allen, and, you know, some general Friday stuff that we've been getting to. 803-0550 here on WGR.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.